Third pack of Bechoris, fourth Mishnah. Asa, Bechol, Balmum, Shenosho, Panicha, Bechaloim. The hair of a Bechor, Balmum, which fell off, and he put it on a window. And afterwards he shechted it. Akaba ben Manalam Matim, Chachomim Oisim. It's a machlek as well, it's mutter also. So the question is, what's the discussion over here? It fell off, it wasn't intentionally taken off, and it was separated from the animal, this wool, as it was taken out from the Bechor. And then afterwards he shechted. So Kavim Mila says mutter. Why? Because he says that once you shecht it, the hair becomes mutter bano. As long as it's alive, it's awesome. He shecht it becomes mutter. And the Chachom Ma'asad Midrabbonon, because they're concerned that a person's going to wait for its tashira, naturally shed its womb, and they're not going to shecht it immediately, and they want you to shecht it as early as possible, so it shouldn't. People shouldn't mistakenly shecht it. You could ask Kedusha. This was not the case. Over here, Rakavia is moida that also ela mesa b'chol balmum shenosha v'nicha b'chaloyin v'achkach meis. Not in the case we shechted it, but it died by itself. So here, in other words, if we shechted it, that shows that he may be pushing it off, pushing off the shechita. But if it died by natural means, that's the case that it died by natural means that he wasn't involved in it. He didn't push off the shechita. Over there, wool that was started tearing off by itself, but still tangling. If it looks like it's still part of his of the wool of the animal itself, then it's muta. That which looks already completely separated from the rest of the wool is also. So once again, after the animal is shechted, the wool is, one can use it. But here, the wool that came off beforehand, we have this gzeira under certain circumstances not to use it, even after the shechita.